Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I want to get caught up on some text messages. Gator, what do you do with your smoked Swiss? Because I've found smoked Swiss is great in grilled cheese, in a grilled cheese and a slice of American cheese with it.
I can see that, yeah. I'll tell you what I did is I cut into the thin pieces, and I would my method for making hot dogs now is the air fryer.
Yeah.
And just shake.
Me too.
Yeah, for dog. Every 90 seconds, I kind of shake the air fryer to move them around a little bit. And then when the dogs are just about, when they're done, basically, I take them out and I take the cheese and I put it in a hot dog bun. Mm-hmm. And on either, and then I put the hot dog in there and then I put the dogs back into the air fryer for another 60 seconds or so.
Okay.
So the cheese melts just a little bit. And it's fantastic.
It only melts a little bit in 60 seconds?
Well, in the air fryer, yeah, because the hot dog's on top of it, basically. So you got to go penetrate through the bread and the dog. I mean, it does melt, but it's not, I don't let it go all the way. You can, but I prefer to have a little bit of give to it. So, but that's what I found to be fantastic with that cheese. Getting it melty and grilled is amazing.
Regarding the Spartan game starting at 11 p.m., these comments sound like comments from people without young children. I'm not staying up to 2 a.m. just to get up with my kids at 6 a.m. That's from Max in Bath, Michigan.
Well, sucks to be you, Max.
Does it?
He can't stay up because he's got the... No kidding! If you've got responsibilities, I got it. Yeah.
Kids, all of them, right, Doug?
Yes.
That's to believe the... Yeah.
Well, no, it's the holier-than-thou attitude of like, hey, you don't have young... Okay, I got it. No kidding. You've got something to do. Okay, great. Go be a great father.
So what's funny is...
Don't yell at me because I can
stay up late. He's not yelling. Just said the comments of people who don't say, why are you... sound like people who don't have kids. I have kids. I can't do it. That's all he was saying.
Yeah, I know what he's saying. I picked up.
Sure, you don't hate kids, Scott.
Kids
are
all
fine.
Of them.
Kids are fine. The parents who throw it in your face, those guys.
I have zero problem paying $15 or $16 for a beer at a Tiger or Lion game, yet I get really pissed off when I pay $15 for a full gallon of fresh apple cider. Maybe I'm the problem. Sonic Dexter.
A little self-reflection in there.
How many quants would it take to beat a giraffe? That's from John in Lake Orion.
Well, Doug, we got to ask you, right?
I said earlier, a team full of Stephen Kwans would never lose. And then this guy said, I'm glad you guys brought up 9 Kwans because I'm actually going to make a roster of 9 Kwans in MLB The Show just to see what would happen.
You change the name?
What's that?
Can you change the name of the players?
Why would you?
Now batting Stephen Kwan on deck. Stephen Kwan.
Stephen Kwan's on first. Stephen Kwan's on second. Stephen Kwan's on third. Kwan at the plate, Kwan on the hole.
Who's warming up? Oh, it's Stephen Kwan.
Kwan's got this.
Yeah. I'm thinking about a pinch hitter here. I think I'm going to back Kwan for Kwan.
Wait a minute. We have 10 Kwans now? Wait a second. I thought we were only operating on a 9-Kwan system.
And we've already established that even 8 Kwans would beat the Tigers.
Right, yeah. But you can't go, don't tell me you got 10 Kwans. Now you're stretching a little bit too much.
Now we're getting ridiculous.
Yeah, come on.
All right, are you ready for another edition? Are you going to eat that?
Yes.
Here we go.
All right, this is from the Mountain Dew Fan Club Facebook page. I'm going to read this as it's written. After what feels like years and years of waiting for an update, Taco Bell confirmed last night that a Baja Blast pie will be hitting Taco Bell locations around Thanksgiving this year. Described as being key lime pie-like, it was insanely good. The Baja Blast Pie, Gator, from Taco Bell, if indeed this Facebook page is correct, are you going to eat that?
Hell yeah, I'm going to eat that. I love key lime pie, so if this is going to be anything like key lime pie, I'll give it a shot. Mountain Dew Baja Blast is great. It's great. I got to do the zero sugar version of it. But
do you think they have a zero sugar pie?
I'm guessing no.
No. But this is the thing. As a pie, you got to have a slice. Daddy's got to try it. Oh, man. Hell yeah. I'm all about that.
Kang?
Dude, this sounds so unnatural and so good.
What's that color? What is that?
Dude, the color. Have you seen the color?
I'm guessing it's a greenish blue.
Yeah. Ish. Yes. Yeah. Emphasize on the ish. I'm in, though. Sounds delicious.
You got a
Doug,
turquoise
come on.
Pie over here.
Is that teal? So hot in the 90s.
I'm not going to try.
Come on.
Not a chance in hell.
Lime.
Not a chance in hell. I'm not a key lime pie fan.
Fine, cerveza.
Next up, M&M's is releasing 3 new candies. And they do this every year where you like vote and they keep one on. Here are the 3 that you can vote between.
Okay.
Peanut butter cinnamon roll. Oh. Cherry chocolate cupcake. And lemon meringue pie. Wow. Quick descriptions, according to the story. Peanut butter cinnamon roll has a strong peanut butter M&M flavor. It's very similar to those. A hint of cinnamon at the end is overly sweet and slightly artificial tasting. The cherry chocolate cupcake flavor tastes essentially like a chocolate covered cherry with extra rich dark chocolate indulgence. And the lemon meringue pie one, this one has a crunchy interior, almost like a cookie with deep citrusy flavors and white chocolate. Gator, are there any of these that you wouldn't eat?
I mean, I'd try all 3 of them, but if I have to narrow it down to the one,
yeah,
I'm going to rule out the lemon meringue because white chocolate is just fake chocolate. I was really intrigued with a peanut butter cinnamon roll, and then I thought, well, why not just have cinnamon roll? Why are we adding peanut butter to the mix? You don't have to. I don't actually want peanut butter on my cinnamon roll. So that's out. The cherry chocolate cupcake one sounds delicious. And I like dark chocolate, so I think it's a great combo. That's what
we know you hate white chocolate. So
yeah, dude, I had no idea you didn't like white chocolate. I like white
chocolate. It's not even real chocolate.
It's
literally not chocolate. So
if it was called something different, would you like it?
I mean,
because it tastes great. I think white chocolate's amazing.
I don't have a problem.
I like it better than regular chocolate. It's just,
whoa.
Doug somehow thinks it's healthier without the color.
It's the other white meat.
So you're a yes on all 3, but specifically the cherry covered chocolate.
Kang, is one stand out to you, or you down with all 3?
I'm down with all 3, but I like your reasoning on all of them. That's a personal preference too. But yeah, I'm in. I'm in all 3. They sound
okay.
Good.
I'm not going to try any of these, but the one that I just think sounds terrible is lemon meringue. A lemon meringue M&M.
I love lemon flavor, but I mean, I don't need.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get a lemon M&M.
Okay.
Yeah, lemon M.
Lemon M. Yeah, nice.
Doritos is up to some things here.
Oh, here you go, Doritos.
They are releasing, in honor of Stranger Things, Doritos Minis glow-in-the-dark spicy sweet chili. A glow-in-the-dark food.
No. No. Absolutely not. No. Although the curiosity of what happens after.
Oh, yeah. Can you see it in your stomach? That, like, does it glow through your skin when you eat it?
Keep going, Kenny.
Does it glow after the stomach?
Keep going down the...
Does it glow there? Oh, does it glow there?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Keg, you interested?
So Skinwalker Ranch? What the hell is that?
Gator's a no.
Did someone request it to glow in the dark? Like, well, why are we doing this?
Who the hell's
this
eating a glow in the dark food?
Is this like late night snack? You don't have to turn on the lights.
That
you know where it's at.
Legitimately a Stranger Thing.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna pull a Doug Carson. This is too unnatural now at this point. We've gone the other way.
It's 3 for 3. Yeah. We're all
supernatural.
Out on this. Okay, Doritos is also releasing, and this one's weird. They're introducing, this is a limited edition and it's only available in the UK for now, a black garlic dip. Again, it's a Stranger Things. It's paying homage to Stranger Things. This new dip features a creamy texture, bold flavor profile, and a charcoal black color. Black garlic dip is strategically timed with the release of Halloween. Gator, I have a picture here. It looks like tar. The black garlic
and
dip.
It's not
I don't
what
know
I
if the cameras can
like.
Pick it up for those of you watching on Twitch or YouTube, but it looks like
you've dipped a Dorito in black.
Yeah, it's like a tar.
All right,
consistency.
So when you first started to describe it, I thought, okay, well, it's made with black garlic, and it's just black roasted garlic. It's fine. I'd try that, but now you're showing me what it looks like. I'd still try it. I'm
okay.
Yeah, but I'm reluctant, but I'd try it.
Can you?
So it's hard to turn down garlic, but easy to turn down tar. So I'm torn here. I would try it because I love garlic that much, but I appeal not the best.
Yeah.
Is it going to result in black tarry stool?
Probably. Imagine if you dip the glow-in-the-dark Doritos in the black tar.
No. No. Yes.
Finally, McDonald's in Canada is rolling out a new McVeggie burger. The new vegetarian-friendly menu will land on locations starting in the middle of September, features a breaded veggie patty made with a blend of seasonings, including carrots, green beans, zucchini, peas, soybeans, broccoli, and corn, and a creamy mayo-style sauce on a toasted sesame seed bun. Customers also have the option of a spicy habanero version, too. The McDonald's McVeggie Burger, Gator, would you eat that?
I'm curious about the nutritional content of this. Like, it sounds like it should be healthy as hell, and yet they typically aren't.
I know.
No. If I want a burger, I'm going to get a damn burger. Real burger. A real bona fide
right
burger made with ground beef.
Are you enthusiastic about this one?
Dude, I'm borderline hostile against like the fake meat stuff. Like, don't, yeah, the veggie, the black bean, the, no, I'm out. So, I want real meat, like you said, Gator.
I'm a yes. I will try it. The only fake meat thing that I've had, though, that really resonates, because I don't need fake beef. The Burger King Impossible Whopper is really good. For those of you that don't eat red meat, I highly recommend that. I will try this. I don't have high hopes for it because most of the meat substitutes, quite frankly, aren't very good. So there you go. That's it. Another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That? Talk to the Birchy Kid from Al Park next and our picks at 140 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.